Hello everyone, I'm Alison Aplin and I'm here to introduce the March edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. This edition definitely has a touch of spring about it. We'll hear a lot about recycling, growing our own vegetables and trying to be more environmentally friendly. In fact, you could call it the Spring Green edition. Here with me today are Dorothy Sneesby, Rosemary Scott, Tony Stimpson and Neil Haverson. David Clayton will be in the mix as well, and Tim Edwards is in the recording booth all ready for us. But first, here is one of the sub-editors of Let's Talk, Angie Kennedy, to welcome us to this very green world.
As we look forward to the return of spring, it's always such a joy to see the trees and plants around us starting to show their green shoots again. It's a time when we're reminded how precious is the natural world in all that we do. And a main theme for 2022 seems to be about protecting that natural world, our planet, and being as green as possible. Bearing that in mind, we make no apology for loading this month's Chatterbox Let's Talk with plenty of articles about the subject of going green and being environmentally friendly. We've all heard the stories about what is happening around the world in the name of climate change. Unseasonally warm weather, extreme cold snaps, floods, heavy snow in places not used to snow at all, severe droughts in the summer months, and much more. We have to think more about saving our precious planet, if not only for ourselves, most importantly for our children and our grandchildren and those who follow. So please enjoy our green Chatterbox Let's Talk, which is trying not to preach to you about what you must or should do, but simply trying to let you know about some of the good work already happening in our part of the world and about how we can all help. One of the green campaigns that's been in the news recently is the importance of sustainable fashion and a campaign to try and encourage people to choose clothes that they will wear at least 30 times. That got us looking in our own wardrobes to see what long-term favourite items we have that we still turn to many years on. Well, I'm not sure whether to be proud or embarrassed about my oldest item of clothing. A pair of dungarees from my college days 38 years ago that I still wear now. Hey, and guess what? That same style is back on sale in the shops again now. That's sustainable fashion for you. I'd love to hear what the oldest item of clothing is that you still wear. Can you beat my 38-year-old dungarees? We hope that all this green matter that we're throwing at you has an effect. Perhaps it's difficult in your particular circumstances to make big changes. Perhaps you don't need to. Perhaps you don't want to. But the environment, being eco-friendly and going green are terms we're all going to have to get used to and to make part of our everyday lives. It will benefit us all, but more importantly, it will benefit those following in our footsteps. And in particular, that means those nearest and dearest to us.
Thank you, Angie. You've certainly set the tone for this edition and we're ready to roll.